When we think of all the great gifts that we have, all the great honors that God has bestowed upon us, one thing I want you to really focus on, it is not because of your goodness that you have received the goodness from God, but because of God's love for each and every one of us as individuals, have we witnessed such a mighty nation, such a loving God, a nation that would make a difference throughout all the world. That nation would be the United States of America, often called the melting pot. Well, a melting pot must do something very important. Melt together, not separate. Just because we have differences, I guarantee you, you still have one God. You still have one Savior. And we still must be one nation under that God. Why would God bless you and me with allowing us to be a part of such freedom? My ancestors, from what I know, I guarantee you didn't earn it. You know, your family tree, it wasn't earned. It was a gift. But why would God give me and you the freedom that we enjoy in this great nation? Did you know that the poorest individual in the United States of America is wealthier than 2/3 of the rest of the world? You think, oh, we really have it bad. Folks really have it bad. Very seldom do I ever see any skinny people that are having it bad in this nation. But I've been out of this nation. I fought, just like many in our congregation have fought. I remember the faces just like you all do. Those that we didn't bring back alive. But we came to a nation of freedom. Those in my generation were looked down upon for the Vietnam War. I can tell you I had absolutely nothing to do with starting it. I volunteered for the Marine Corps. But I wasn't happy to go to war. And I was eager to leave Vietnam at any time anybody told me to jump on board. But until then, I would stand strong, like so many of you and so many who are listening. You stand strong for what? For the right to remain free, because that's who we are. We're a special nation under God. Why would God give us such blessings? I'm going to have me. I want you to read the reason why. That'll be on the screen. And then I want you to remain standing, because I will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Let's stand and read together John 3:16. This is the why. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Whew. You may be seated. Why do I love the American flag? The American flag can do nothing for me because it's innate. The American flag is hanging there. But what it represents is alive and well. What it represents is freedom. What it represents is the blood of those who gave their lives for not only America to remain free, but for the freedom of other nations. How did it all start? The United States of America. But we were a British colony. The United States of America started in the heart of men and women who saw that something was wrong when individuals men and women did not have the freedom to choose. When men and women did not have the freedom to hear the truth about history and about the freedom-loving God who began all history. It all began with individuals who said enough is enough. Those individuals formed together to stand strong against a nation at that time was far away. For they were the colonists. They were the ones who knew what it took for the United States of America that didn't exist then, but they did exist then. For that United States would come to be known as the most freedom-loving people that have ever existed. You have a right in this land today to burn the flag that you own, but you don't have the right to burn mine. I fought for you to have a right to be free, hoping that you would use that freedom to learn more about the Christ who gave us that freedom. These men got together, and they noticed something. They noticed that the Jewish nation was special to God. They had read God's book, and God had pointed them out as being special. My chosen people. Little did they know that God was going to choose another nation to be the chosen people to watch after His chosen people, the United States of America. God's choice. For God says, I love you so much. Those few got together. And do you know that the United States of America is the only nation in history to declare itself Judeo-Christian nation? The only nation in history, Judeo-Jewish. Our founding fathers looked at history, realizing that the Jewish nation of Israel would be God's chosen and God would choose a nation to watch after them. Little they knew how great America would be. But here's what they did know. I am a Christian now, therefore I have become a part, adopted into the Jewish nation. Therefore, the Torah, or what we call the Old Testament, the law and the prophets are given to me just the way the Greek New Testament is given to me. Judeo-Christian. That's what I am. That's what America stands for. United together. Realizing the truth about freedom and realizing that each one of us must play a part to keep it free. I am a Christian because of what Jesus did, not because of what I have done. I said, yes, I believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. He is my Savior and I accept Him. So that made me Christian. That also made me an adopted Jew. I am Jewish from head to toe. And I don't look like it except I don't have the hair. Think of this. God wanted a special nation to watch after His special chosen people. But little did our founding fathers realize what it was going to take and what it was going to cost. Jesus did. You see, before Jesus went to that cross to die for you and me, he knew what he was getting into. He knew that he was going to take the sins of all mankind upon his own life so that you and I could live free, realizing that even death has no authority over us. I got news for you. I'm going to die soon in this physical body, but Larry Pete ain't going anywhere. I'm stepping out of this body broken right into the arms of a living God, and I'm going to see those loved ones, those who may not have been loved ones, but they will be soon as I get there. I will be sitting down to supper with them. I will know people in heaven I never knew on earth. I'm going to know them. I read the book. It's the book that our founding fathers had read and made them know we're special. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin both, you know, here they are trying to design the seal for the United States of America, this new nation. You know the proposal they put forth? They proposed, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, proposed to have the symbolism of the Jewish nation coming out of Egypt. And as the Jewish nation would come out of Egypt, that Jewish nation out of Egypt to freedom would leave the thought process and the thinking of Egyptian nation into freedom. And they saw it as though, then let us have that as a symbol of us, the new United States of America, coming away from European rule into our freedom. Well, it didn't make it, as you noticed. But that was their thinking. That was their desire. It was, we want to be free. They did not realize, that this nation, I'm sure, did not realize, period, till 1948, that the Jewish nation would once again come together. And we, the United States of America, would be the nation under God that watches over God's nation. I take that to heart. I take that serious. The United States of America has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with nationality. You talk about the boiling pot. We have been boiled into one people, a people that love freedom and are ready and willing to give our life for that freedom and to keep it free. The children that are to come will be men soon. They will have children that will come. The question is always for us, will we stand strong to keep them free? It may cost you your life. Why else would a soldier of God demand we want to go back on the battlefield, for our friend is there? But there's 50 of you that can die for one. I know one who died for all. Yet none of us, several wore the uniform, would rest as long as one is still on the field. Well, surely they're dead, their body's there. Then my body be on top of them. I'm getting them home. You got that? That's what Jesus taught us. He taught us that on the cross. But there's one that's going to die for many. Then let many die for one. Let us stand strong for the right to remain free. Let us be the God-called nation He's called us to be. No politician earns my praise, but the common soldier sure does. I cry when I see him hurting. abandoned, pushed aside, mocked. Jesus cried. He wept, but not for color or people or nationality. He wept for the brokenness of the heart of man. And he wished to bring together and bless. Of all nations, there are no nation that's ever been blessed like the United States of America. The Jewish nation looks up to us, for we are brothers. We have differences in our belief, but we believe there is one God. The Lord thy God is one. I'm a Christian. I believe that Christ has already come and he's coming back. Judaism believes that the Christ is to come. So what do I say? I say, I agree with you. He's coming back to get the church. You are his chosen, are his blessed. We have been blessed with so much. We are one nation under God. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance, chosen by God. Did you know this? You were chosen as an individual by God. You're not an accident. You created for a purpose, God's purpose. Freedom is in the purpose of God. Love is in the purpose of God. God says, I love you, I gave. You and I will say, I love you. I love my family. I love my nation. I will give. And the soldier was born. Looked down upon, ignored. Soldiers even today on welfare. My heart breaks for the politicians and the leaders that continue to allow it to take place. Ought never to be. But they made bad choices. Welcome to life. I made bad choices. Jesus died for me anyway. Jesus said, I love you, Larry, when I didn't act like I loved him or cared about anything or anybody. My Savior still loved me. And he created us to be one nation, united together under God. Isaiah 60:12. For the nation, now you listen to me on this. For the nation or kingdom that will not serve you will perish. God, the nation or the kingdom that refuses to serve you will perish. It will be utterly ruined. One nation under God, indivisible. Unite us together. Black, white, brown, yellow. Red, whatever different colors we are anymore, and we got them. And God loves me. God loves you. And he said, I'm going to lead you to a nation. I'll put you together in this nation, and you will represent me. That nation's the United States of America. Did you know this? That more American soldiers have died for the freedom of foreign lands than any other group in history. The American soldier has died for strangers. Go off into the foreign land not knowing them, but what were we fighting for? I don't know what the politicians were about. We were about freedom and staying alive. God says, I've given you this freedom. Now take it to the world. The United States. The United States. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in Matthew 12:25, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. I know people hate war. I don't know any one of us who have been in war that liked war or loved war. We love freedom. But sometimes war is necessary to keep it. Did you know in Judeo there are no pacifists? We don't believe in, as a Judeo-Christian, that means I take that part and I realize, though as much as I hate it, sometimes there has to be war. God told us that. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war. There's a time for everything. And it looks like this nation was born right in the middle of all those times, coming about the same time. But the United States, that means to me that I still will be united with you. I don't care about your politics. I care about you. I care about your freedom. And I care about what God has given each one of us in that freedom. I care and love the nation of the United States of America. I'm proud to be an American. There will never be a terrorist that'll end that pride for me, or that I'm afraid of. Probably my problem. I'll tell you this. What I fear more than any other fear in my life that I may have is the fear of losing freedom. Many of us have been in nations where they weren't free. We've been in socialist countries, and when we hear people speak of socialism today, our blood boils. A burn from within about those who say, I'm a socialist democrat. That's an oxymoron. Let me tell you something. There's nothing good in socialism. It's just a nice word for communism. It's a nice word for chaining people. Freedom. Free markets. Free choice. The United States of America. And we must stand strong to keep it free. Free from politicians who will tear apart what our founding fathers intended to be great. Well, they can't do it. You know what their problem is? You and me, the soldiers. You may not wear the uniform, but Brother Randy will remind you and me and all of us, they were too poor to have uniforms. What did they have? They had a spirit. They were patriots. The patriotic spirit of I shall remain free in this land that God has given me. We're different from all other nations. So many different ways. And God reminds us of that. Liberty and justice for all. John 8:36-37. So if the Son's free, Jesus, you will be free indeed. I'm free indeed, people. Free indeed. Acts 2:21. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all is a gift. And when I'm given a gift or you're given a gift, the greatest blessing you can be to those around you is share that gift. You invite them to come in to be a part, not to tear apart. You welcome with open arms as Christ welcomes us. But he says, come to me and I will give you rest. Don't you disrupt the rest that God has given this nation. I rest in the arms of Christ as the United States of America, united together, rest in the love and the arms and the Word of Almighty God. We are the most powerful nation that has ever existed. But that power means nothing if the people don't have the heart for freedom. The heart that I have for freedom, and that freedom is a gift from God. Thank Him for it. But don't you ever allow anyone to take it away from you. It's free. But what if I lose my life? You lose your freedom. You've lost your life. You become a slave to a society that offers to give you everything. I don't need it. Jesus already gave it to me as eternal life and the right to work in the United States of America, the right to toil, the right to sweat, the right to have pain, the right to feel brokenness. If I do not feel broken, if I don't feel the pain, how am I going to minister to you when you're broken and you're in pain? It's a gift from God. Accept it that way. Because one's always better than five, ain't it, Norm? It's a point of step by step by step. We've been given. What do we do with what we've been given? This happens to be the greatest nation that has ever existed. I'm proud to be an American.